Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And well, we've got a full switchboard this morning. So what we're going to do is take some callers first, Neil, and then we're going to be discussing how past lives blend into our current lives a little bit later in the show. We want to let everybody know what our call-in number is, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And please do press 1. To let us know that you would like a reading. We invite our callers and listeners to follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook, and you may find those accounts under our Blog Talk Radio profile, Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker, as well as Neil Baker Psychic. There's also a Twitter account too. And okay, I think I'm going to bring on the first caller for us, Neil. Are you ready? 313 area code is our first. And callers, do keep your place in
line.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, because I take callers in the order received. Who's this, please?
Sorrel from last week. I was the last caller. I had to rush.
The show was almost over.
How are you both? So I called in earlier today. How are you both?
Yeah, good for you. It's 11:30:93. She's a 27 equals 9. I got to write this correctly.
Oh, yeah, she got it now. She already got it.
11:30:93. I'm telling Neil. 93. 27 equals 9, just so we don't have to do the addition. I've got it right here. So, Sherelle, what's your question today?
I just want messages. I don't have no specific question.
Messages from?
Guy, angels, whoever that comes for, spirit guide, whatever
Y'all
call it. Yes.
All right. Neil, do you have any?
Easily, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sherelle, first of all, are you around or where to you is the closest animal or pet?
You said, where's the closest? I have no pets, but I want one. I want a dog so bad. But I don't have no pets around. Yes.
You don't have any pets, but you want a dog, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the thing that I'm getting, and this would be it's a guide or it could be, it could be a grandmother figure. But anyways, it doesn't, the point is that there's something over on the other side that's suggesting you get a dog. I don't know how, you know, if you're ready for that yet, but to validate your desire for a dog is being supported by your request to receive a message from the other side. It almost feels like a grandmother. I don't know. It feels like a grandmother energy.
I think on a few past shows ago, I don't know if it was a grandmother that was connected with or if it was a mother. I can't remember. Can you remember?
My grandmother. Yes.
Yeah, so this is the second time, Neil, that there's been that grandmother energy.
Okay, and I really wouldn't remember that, Sherelle, so it's coming in fresh.
It is.
Okay.
And so ultimately there's going to be a dog for you, meant for you. It almost, I hate to say this, but it might come from a pet shop. Because I'm getting something about a pet shop. You know, a lot of dogs are, you know, you get them from rescue centers or.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking as far as that, too.
I'm sorry?
Stopping me, I said, I've been looking at those, like the Humane Society adoption centers and stuff. The only thing that stopped me from getting one is the person I'm with, he don't want a dog, but I want one.
So. Yeah, well, you know, I guess it ultimately doesn't matter where you get a dog. It's nice to get a dog from a rescue center.
Yeah.
That's always, you know, because you
rescue
a lot.
They do breeding. Usually the pet shops do breeding or get dogs from breeders. And, I mean, obviously they need homes too, but it's really not great to support breeders because the conditions are so poor for the dogs. It's actually
mm-hmm.
a horrible industry.
Yeah.
But
you know, you can get the dog where you want, but it seems to me that for a message for you today, it's about that dog. So, and there's probably a special dog waiting for you somewhere in there.
Do you have a home or do you live, what type of residence?
I live in an apartment.
So you're going to need to get a small dog, obviously.
Oh yeah. I had a big dog here before, but she had to go she was too big to be here.
So she had a dog. So you were asking about dogs around her, animals around her. So when was the last time you had a dog?
Oh, that was like 3-4 months ago.
Because she lives in an apartment. And it was a big dog.
Yeah, too big.
So probably, like, going back, I mean, just to clarify, that would have been probably the vibration. Because 3 or 4 months ago, you know, you had a dog, you let go of the dog. So that may be what the grandmother was trying to communicate in the reading.
Yeah.
So this time a small dog. You want to be a big dog, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully that helps you, Sherelle.
Thank you both. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 857 is the next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Matt. How are you?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Somewhat.
Okay. Let me turn off my heater.
Are you on a
How
headset?
Are
you on a headset?
No, no, I am not.
Or speakerphone?
No, I'm actually, you know what? I am actually at my desk.
Oh, you're whispering because you don't want to get caught on the phone. What's your name?
It's Gwen.
Gwen? Okay.
Yes.
Gwen, can you get to a place where we can hear you a little better?
You know what? I'm actually going to do that right now.
Okay.
Doing that right now.
Okay, Gwen.
Yeah.
Gwen, where are you calling from? As we're...
There is room for improvement.
Sorry?
There is room for improvement.
There's room for improvement, but she can't hear me either because I asked where you were calling from. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
She dropped. Okay. So let's bring on 407. Hello, 407.
Hi.
Hi, is this Michelle?
Hey, Neil and Kristen. Yes, how are you two?
Hi. We're doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. I feel stable.
Oh, okay, so Gwen is waiting. I just want to let Gwen know that we will be bringing her back on, but we had to take another caller because there was too much of a lapse in time. So we've got to take people in succession here. We'll be getting to Gwen shortly. Anyway, Michelle, how have you been? What's new?
I'm good. I got back from my trip to Spain. And since I've been back, things have been pretty stable, and I want to give a validation that Neil was, I don't know if you remember, of course, but talking about a bird nest, and when I saw the bird nest, it would mean abundance, and so far, so good. So I've been steady with work, and I'm happy about that.
Okay. All right. So is there a question today?
Yes. I want to do these group classes. They're different kinds of group classes. The ones I'm most interested in are for adults, and I would like some advice or insight or something on how to get these things going and moving.
Well, I mean, practically speaking, Michelle, you know, have you done any type of or thought of doing any type of advertisement on Craigslist or setting up a website? doing flyers and like, you know,
I've made some contact. I made some contact with different companies.
I'm sorry. You got to talk up because we're not, for some reason we're having a problem with the sound today. So it's very difficult to hear everybody.
I've made some contact with some companies.
Companies. Okay. What kind of companies?
Yeah. One is like a telecommunications company. One is a tech mattress company.
Okay. And this is ESL classes that you want to teach. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Your what classes?
English as a second language. Oh. So are these companies, people that are companies that employ people that are not English speakers, native English speakers? Okay.
Yeah, or they need help. Yeah.
Right. You know.
Well, have you gotten any responses yet, Michelle?
No, not yet.
Okay, so where would your classes be established? Where would they be held?
They can be held in person or online.
Right, but like in a, as far as where are you going to host them? If they're in person rather than online, do you have a facility where you can accommodate a large group of people, or do you have to rent?
I don't, but I can do it at the company.
Saying that you go approaching these companies, they'll facilitate the space.
So
yeah.
So I would imagine, would they be like hour classes for an hour?
Yeah.
Would your charge be anywhere from, well, is there any kind of breakdown where it's $45 or up to $125?
Yeah.
What is the range specifically?
That would be about the range. It depends on the number of people.
Yeah.
Per person. And how long is the program go for? The series.
I could design it for however we want, maybe looking at a 3-month program.
A 3-month program.
So here's what we're seeing right now. That you know, we have a space of time. We've got May, June, July, August, September, October. Sometime before October, this thing seems to take off. I can't pinpoint the exact month. It's before or by October. Hopefully sooner than later. There's a company with the name, the letters S and T in it somewhere. In the company's name, the letters S and the letter T. That might be a good starting point.
And in October, she turns 43, which is actually, you know, going backwards is mm-hmm. her the last day in her year and the division between her 7 and 4. So, maybe something significant will happen at that time because of that numerical, that magical numerical energy.
yeah. You know, you haven't gotten any responses yet, but are there any companies that have a letter S or a letter T in their name that you've contacted so far?
There's one that I can think of as an S.
An S, she says. There's one with an S.
Yeah. Call them, contact them again. Talk to the manager, you know, somebody who could relay the message down upon an order that they're interested in doing such a thing. Ultimately, I see you instructing up to 75 people.
Oh, wow. At a time?
No, probably not at a time. It might be broken up. But... anyways, I'm seeing that number. I can't pinpoint exactly. I don't think it's at a time, but it might be an accumulation of people.
Maybe like classes divided into levels, 35
apiece.
And
75
like,
is quite a bit. You tend to lose people. But
right. Maybe
we didn't hear. I don't know. Repeat
maybe,
that. Later.
Maybe 10 or 15 apiece.
Yeah.
10 or 15 apiece, that's a small class size, actually.
Well, then if she has 4 of those,
yeah,
you know,
an hour
less,
each,
4 or 5,
I guess.
That, you know, there's 5 hours a week right there if you split it up. The name Nancy might be important in the near future for you.
Okay,
Nancy,
Michelle.
Great.
Well, hopefully that
Thank
will
you
pan
so
out
much.
For you. Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Okay, let's bring on Gwen again. Gwen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Gwen, so where are you calling from now that you can hear us?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. Okay, yeah. And what's your birth date?
It's April 2nd, 64.
264. All right. 368. All right. And what brings you to the show today?
Well, it's in regards to a budding friendship with a gentleman. We've been talking for almost a year.
Okay.
And I've pulled back from this way back. So I'm trying to assess whether or not I want to continue to invest energy into this. And I just want to know what you see in regards to this.
Okay. So Gwen, just a couple of things.
Yes. Sure.
A couple of things. Do you have this gentleman's birthday, first of all?
It's, I think it's 2/9, but I don't know the year. And
that's
February 9th.
What I wrote down. I wrote that down.
Oh,
so I did write his birthday down. I always surprised myself. I wrote down 9/2, and then you gave the birthday, and I thought, well, you know, the 2's in there, yes, but his birthday is 2/9. So how old is he? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I think he's 30. I think he's 35, 36.
35 or 36. So we really mm-hmm. don't know what the year is. 35 or 36. So he would have
no.
been born in like, what, 80 or 81
mm-hmm.
or 81 or 82 maybe, but
maybe
we just don't know. Well, okay. Go ahead. No,
well one thing, somewhere I'm getting a prior marriage. Who is married? Was he married before? Do you know?
That I do not know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Were you married
no,
before when?
I was, yes.
Oh,
I was,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I said somewhere I was getting a prior marriage between the two. So it's your prior marriage and you're a little bit culty. I, you know, there's a little bit of an age difference, right? Are you born in 64?
Yes, there's a huge age difference.
Yeah, there's a big age difference.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, you know, that's okay. That window's okay, but still, you have to... You have to kind of factor things in and still assess each separate situation when there's a big age
mm-hmm.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what, Gwen? I think my feeling is that you probably could find a more suited partner. I'm getting a little bit of a feeling of someone, and it could be this gentleman, is taking advantage mm-hmm. of a situation. And I don't know if there's a little bit of play in there that doesn't seem exactly on the up and up.
You know, that's why I pulled. That's why I pulled away because I number one, I've lost interest. Even not in. I would never sleep with him. In regards to. The fact that I don't, I just feel that he's just not honest.
Yeah, I'm not getting a full amount of honest cards with him either. I'll say one
mm-hmm.
thing about you, Gwen. You strike
mm-hmm.
me as a very helpful, considerate person.
Mm-hmm.
Who, when you're involved in a relationship, you consider it to be exclusive, and you're there
mm-hmm.
for each other,
mm-hmm.
and nothing can't be, everything can be solved. There's always a solution to a problem.
Yes.
And
yes.
you stay with that person. I don't know if this is the person that would meet you on that level. So I think
no.
you should really look elsewhere and value your
yes.
life and your time and your resources
yes.
and the gifts you have as a human
yes.
being.
Yes.
to connect to somebody yeah. that's going to appreciate you and you can yeah. have a healthy relationship with. I don't think this is the one.
I think you're 120% right. And I see it from the standpoint of even with the age difference with him, because I know people that are young and are very mature and very grounded. With him, he's not mature and he's not grounded, which makes me pull back. And I'm like, you know, no, I could pull back from him. I don't engage with him anymore. And we talk about what's going on with him and his problems. I just no longer want to engage in that with him. I prefer good morning, good afternoon, and we keep it moving. But he yeah. keeps coming to me. I don't go to him at all.
So he's pursuing you?
Well, that's not to your betterment. If he's pursuing you and there is not a really, really good exchange and healthy relationship going on,
no,
he'll mm-hmm. take advantage of your heart and your generosity. But he's a little bit abusive in some manner. And I would just...
True.
Like you said, wish him well, move on, experience
True.
Your life with somebody new and appreciate you still
yeah.
have a lot of time left to do that.
Yeah. He plays a lot of games. He plays a lot of games. And I'm like, dude, you know, I'm not into that. I'm out.
Well,
you're going to have to go to somebody else to talk to.
Send him the game of life and have him play with himself and you look elsewhere.
Well, okay.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go to him. I just cut him. I just stop talking to him. And
I mean, I would, you know, I know that you're stating, Gwen, that, you know, you've met other people that are mature, but that are younger, but I would say, I mean, there's no problem with an age difference, but perhaps
but to me it is a problem.
Huh?
But for me, it is a problem.
Oh, what do you mean for you it is a problem?
I just don't want to deal with a young guy.
Right. I mean, that's why I'm saying, you know, maybe seek somebody closer to your age. It doesn't need
yeah.
to necessarily be the same. You could still have somebody younger. But, I mean, 35 or 36, you know, a lot of men, you know, their maturity level at age 35 or 36 just isn't up to par. I mean, you can have a 65-year-old man that isn't mature too, but you're going to have better luck, I think, with someone a little older.
Yeah. And don't, if this person tries to contact you and use your emotions in a way that where he sways you back, I don't think that would happen. But if he does,
absolutely
you know,
not.
Move on, keep moving on. Your
Mm-mm,
heart.
Absolutely.
Might...
No, that fire in me is once you blow that fire out, it's out. You could not light. I turn absolutely ice. When I don't want to bother with you, I will just ice you out and I don't have to say anything. And you know it. You know that I mean business. And with him, I mean business because it has drained me. It has drained me. I'm, you know, it's like still bottle feeding a child. And I'm not.
Yeah, you
want to
make sure that you cut that tie because if he's draining
yeah.
you still, there's still something connecting the two of you. And
well,
you're,
unfortunately,
you know.
Unfortunately, we kind of work together. We work in the same office.
Oh. Oh, and then you were calling from your desk too. He might have overheard. No. Hopefully not. But that makes it a little bit more challenging. But, you know, keep it professional.
Well,
you know, keep it professional.
Keep it professional. And you don't need to move out
I
of
do.
Your business. You know, you draw a line and you move on.
What kind of work do you do, Gwen?
Yeah. I'm administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant.
Yes.
You know, I don't think she's called our show before. Real quick, what happened mm-hmm. to you in 1990? 1990? Is that right? Can you go back to 26 years old? Do you know?
26. I was actually married. I was married.
You were married.
I was married and believe it or not, my husband was 15 years older than myself and he had a family and he had an older daughter and he had a son. And I know that part of my reason for getting married was to have children. And, he told me that he did not want another family after we were married for some time.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate when you want kids, for sure. And then when did you split up? What year?
We split up in 2001. 2001, 2002.
2001 or 2002. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, just wanted to...
And I haven't been with anybody from the time in which we had split up to this moment, present time, really have not been intimate with anyone.
Really? So you don't have kids now, obviously?
No. Mm-mm.
No kids. Sorry. That's a bummer.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Are you, before we move on to the next call, are you looking for a relationship?
I mean,
are you wanting to get into another one?
I do. I actually do. I really do. Deep within my heart, I feel that I am ready for one. And I think that with this gentleman, it kind of took me off course. It took
me off.
And I just, for the first time in my life, I'm actually listening to my conscience.
Well, you know,
and
when
it's like,
go ahead.
It's like this just doesn't it just doesn't feel right, and it's not so much about his age; it's about him personally. Doesn't feel right to me.
The thing is, she's 52 years old. You just turned 52, correct?
53.
Yes.
53. So she went through a change a year ago, right?
Well,
52. Yeah, it's the doubling of 26.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I did. A big one.
Yeah, because you're... Yeah. I'm sorry, what happened last year? What happened last year?
I feel like I'm really at my prime. I feel like sexually, it's like I opened up. I just feel like I came alive.
Well, that's, you know, you're real quick, your karmic number is 26 and your master number is 8. So at 52, that's the doubling of the 26. So, and is she on a multiple? I didn't figure that out.
No.
Not yet. That'd be 56, right? So do you see a relationship, Neil, coming for her before we move on?
Oh, there'll be a relationship coming.
I mean, she says she's been pretty much celibate since the divorce, which has been like 16 years.
There's a relationship,
which is
coming.
A karmic number twice. I mean, a master number twice.
It's the relationship will be somewhere between 54, the age of 54 and 56, somewhere in that zone, I believe. So don't you know, you got a lot of time left, but as you prepare for maybe the soonest year. The individual may appear sooner than you think.
Yeah.
But,
and let us know. Yeah. We always like to hear back from our callers.
I will. I know that he's coming. I know that he's coming because I would not have waited this long. And not only that, I just never felt that I needed to get out there and sow my oats or anything like that. I was just like, I need to take care of me. And this is good. This is really good.
Yeah, see, good news today. But keep in touch with us, Gwen, and
I will.
And take good care of yourself.
Thank you so very, very much for the time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I keep forgetting that I should give out the phone number, 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation than the radio show could accommodate. You know, it's tough sometimes to get these readings into a bullet-sized formula when the questions are so complex in terms of the details and, you know, the karma that's involved in, you know, people's lives. So we do our best in a short amount of time, but, you know, oftentimes calling is a good idea too. Okay. 203 is our next caller.
Hey, how are you both?
Hi, who's this?
This is Pat.
Oh, hey, Pat. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. I have do you want birth date?
7/12, right? So you're born on 7/12.
Yes.
And 28/10/1, but I don't remember your year. And I'm not.
1953.
Okay.
I have a elderly gentleman friend for years that's been in the hospital in and out for months. And I'm unable to reach him. I'm getting disconnected every time I call. I'm wondering if he's hanging up or if he's in therapy or if the doctors are disconnecting it, the nurses. If
are you calling are you calling a cell phone or are you calling the hospital?
Yes, his cell phone.
Have you thought of calling the hospital?
No, it's always, he always, this has been going on and off for months. I can only reach him through the cell phone. And,
so you don't take calls at the hospital?
I don't know about that. I've checked before. He doesn't have a phone in his room. His daughter said that they were taking his cell phone to the hospital a few days ago. I'm just trying to figure out why I keep getting hung up on.
I would go there. I mean, personally, I'd probably go pay him a visit.
This is in Florida. I'm in Connecticut.
Well, then you can't do that. But then I would probably try to call the hospital. I mean, I don't know. There could be a problem with
the cell phone. I'm just wondering if he's hanging up on me, if he doesn't want me to call him. If you can tell that.
Pat, have you known this person for 4 years or more?
Much more.
Did anything happen about 4 years ago where there was any kind of fight or altercation between you, a disagreement?
None at all.
I don't know. It's if there's something wrong, or there's a malfunction in his phone, or I don't know. It seems a little bizarre to me, and for him to be hanging up, there could be something going on with him that has some kind of conflict with you, because I'm picking up, if there is a malfunction in the phone, that's one thing, but I'm picking up a little bit of a conflict. And I don't know if he's getting older or what's influencing this conflict, but I am getting some form of a conflict going on in his mind about you.
Is he physically ill, or is there a mental decline as well?
Physical, but he is quite old. And I just talked to him last week and then heard once again that he was heading back into the hospital.
Wait, so you talked to him. Didn't she say it was going on for months, though? I'm sorry. I think we got confused. So has this happened before?
He's been in and out of the hospital for months, and I've been in communication with him the whole time.
Oh, okay. That was
but
not
this,
clear.
This well, the time...
Conflict. Pat, the conflict may be a generalized conflict. It may be a conflict he's going through. If this man's going through a conflict, there could be an energy field around his phone that's blocking things. That happens sometimes. Our instruments around us can take on our energy. So I feel the man's in some kind of conflict. Maybe it's not with you, but whatever conflict this man is in his life, it's manifesting and causing a block in the phone.
A disruption in the phone.
And so, therefore, it does affect you. I would I would get a hold of the hospital administration, the nursing center
staff
there, and ask and say that you're having a trouble getting a hold of him, and to relay a message and see if he's okay.
And see if he returns the call, even.
I don't know the name of the hospital, and someone is answering and then hanging up.
But I mean, as far as this show and the answer goes today, I think it's, the answer is there's some kind of conflict. It's not clear if it's regarding you. It sounds like things have been smooth with the two of you in the past. You mentioned you connected with his daughter. Is there a way the daughter can relay the name of the hospital to you?
That was just happenstance that she answered the phone. She said, he's in the hospital and we're bringing his phone over. I'd never spoken to her before. I'm wondering if they're thinking I'm calling too much.
Well, I don't know. Here's what we can do for you, Pat. Chris and I will put out an energy that you, where are you located right now?
Connecticut.
I'm in Connecticut, yeah.
So is it,
it's 3 hours
12:30
ahead of us.
Or 1:30?
Probably closer 12:40. To 1. Yeah, 12:30.
12:40.
Yeah. So why don't you call about 2 o'clock? Try again. We'll put out a little bit of an energy. We did this recently with a client, and it worked. So we'll put a little bit of an energy. Call around 2, maybe between 2 and 2:15. Give it a couple of rings. If he doesn't answer the first time, call back. But call between the time of 2 and 2:15. Let's see if we can get him to answer.
Okay, and real quick, how's everything going with work? Have you gotten more work?
You know what? I just got a dog sitting job. I was so proud of myself. I worked 250%. And in moving back to the house, my milk spilt on my computer and I fried it.
Oh, no.
$1,400. And I'm beside myself with why, you know, I take a step forward and it goes, I didn't even want to bring any of that up with you because.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So
check on progress.
There's an energy field around your computer, your phone. You know, sometimes energy manifests from our body into objects around us, especially if they have an electrical energy in them or components. And that's what I'm picking up with you. So this further validates.
That's good that we asked, actually, because then it brings clarity to what's going on.
So we'll put an energy field around your phone, your computer, a clearing around your etheric realm. There around your body.
Can you put it around my own stupidity because it was my fault?
Well, the stupidity is only the tip of the iceberg. It's something deep in the energy zone. It's not stupidity. It's probably frustration and anger on some part in your life.
Yes.
And it's surfacing the stupidity. It isn't stupidity. You have an issue inside about anger and resentment about something. But let's clear that up. Yeah, let's clear that up, Pat, and wash yourself with a sense of well-being.
Not milk.
Energy. Yeah, not milk.
Don't do a milk bath.
The milk of kindness to yourself.
But wait, real quick, Pat, one more question before we move on to the next caller. Are you still living in the place that you were living in? It was like above a nonprofit or something?
I'm there, and I'm applying to government housing, and it's, you know, I'm on the list now of a 12 or 14 month wait of one place that would be, in a sense, I'd be fortunate, but I'd also be brokenhearted, you know, because it's all cement, it's a high rise, it's in the city where every single city highway meets right there. So, you know, I'm trying to be grateful, but you're right, I am angry. I'm angry about my life. I'm just so surprised.
The trick around that is you got to brainwash yourself into having joy. Just put some joy in the in your energy field. As a matter, don't look at reality right now. Just look at visualization. Put some joy in there. Clean your energy up, Pat. And let's see if we can get some things moving. That would be the first step to get there.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is we know somebody who got a HUD built home or something. I mean, I don't know if that's something you would qualify for or anything, but they're having a home that's built for them and they're doing, you know, sweat equity essentially. Yeah. That person's in Texas and I don't know what the housing is like in that regard in Connecticut, but it sounds like that might be something that's a possibility. And then it wouldn't put you in a concrete building. I mean, it'd be like your own home.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something you could look into.
I think they do that just for families, but thank you.
No, this person's a single person.
Military?
Nope.
Well, okay.
Single. So,
right.
I mean, anyway, we'll put out energy for you, Pat.
Yeah.
So good luck.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Both of you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Keep happy. Yeah, it's easy if you let yourself succumb to negative feelings to get into a rut of negativity. And so you got to really train your brain not to do it. Some of us are more predisposed to that type of energy than others. I mean, you're a real positive person by nature. I mean, I think, you know, we all vary in terms of how our brains are structured and
our
environment.
There's creative ways to be positive. You don't have to always look at reality to get there. You can start to visualize energy and just find a place within your mind where you can link to something positive. That can be any number of things. But that's the clue to changing energy around. But you got to be persistent with it. It's not a conditional feeling. It's unconditional. You keep holding on to it until things ultimately change.
Okay. 312 is our next caller.
Hi. This
Hello.
Is Karen. Hi. This
Hi.
Is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
My question is, I have an appointment today for an interview, and I'm kind of wondering if you see that going well. It's at a temp agency.
Is it hard to hear her? Karen,
interview
today?
Temp agency.
Yes,
you have
correct.
An interview today? And you're wondering how
yes.
it's going to go?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your birthday, Karen, real quick?
3/31/71.
Okay.
Yeah.
3/5/7. Sorry, I'm slowly
sure.
adding on my fingers here.
What you need to do, Karen, you have a nice soft voice. It's a little bit secretive in manner, but that just may be the effects of calling the radio. What you want to do is you want to convey a high expectation of working there, that you are so eager to work there and that you're going to do such a good job and you love people, you love connecting, you love relating, and you just, this is the best thing that could happen to you. Just give them that impression, because what they're going to say is, we like your enthusiasm. I think it's not your credentials they'll question. The thing they'll be looking at is you as a person. What kind of personality are you going to bring to the environment? So what kind of work is it for?
Administrative.
Okay. So, and you, okay. And so you said that with a very,
authoritative
tone.
Oh, I'm in a post office right now.
And, well, what you have to do is show your enthusiasm as much as your professionalism, because, I think I have a good vibe. You're going to get the job. I'm going to ask you just one thing real quick. In your whole life, throughout your whole life, did you ever know anybody named Sal or Sally?
Yes. Yes. My father, that's my stepfather's name.
Okay. And is he still around or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So are you in a good relationship with him or bad?
I don't really, I know of him. We know of each other, but that's about
it. Okay. Well, let's just round it off to saying that I picked a name. I found a name that you knew, and it's your stepfather. So what this amounts to, Karen, is your ability to reinvent yourself.
Can I get a paper? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
How much?
What'd you say?
She's in line.
Oh, I'm here. Hello?
So what this means is that this is your ability to reinvent yourself. Because, you know, a stepfather figure is about a reinvention, about a divorce, about another marriage, whatever, with your parents. So we're talking about you reinventing yourself for this job and this interview. I think it's going to go well.
Okay.
Those are my expectations.
Okay, Karen. Good luck.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. 678.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Oh, it's been a while. Regina, how are you?
It's good. How are you guys going?
We're doing fine, thank you. Regina,
right.
Can you, let's see, what's your birth date again? Remind us of your birth date.
It's January 8th,
1979. Okay, what's going on?
Yes, I just want to see, do you see any job opportunities coming in? Because my last assignment was last Friday. With a temp agency, and I just want to see, do you see anything coming up pretty soon?
Funny, we've had a lot of temp agency people today. I think you're our third caller with that situation. So your assignment, what were you doing in that assignment, Regina?
I was dealing with the medical records, more like healthcare technology.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to get a job soon. I want to ask you something, though. This is a side issue. Did you ever know anyone who worked in the Coast Guard or anyone in the Navy, or did you ever live by any body of water in your life?
No, my my cousin, not by the water, but my cousin, he was in the Navy years ago.
Cousin in the Navy. Okay.
Okay. I don't know why that crept in. what does your cousin do?
Right now, he's. I think he works in the paper mill. Works at the paper mill. And he's far from me as well. Far away.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Did your cousin ever? Yeah. Does your cousin or his parents? Did any of them ever suffer from any medical ailment?
Yes, his father died of a heart issue.
Yeah, and how old is your cousin?
I don't know. He's in his early 40s.
So his father died relatively young when he was young. So now we're getting into the idea of medical energy, and you handle medical records. So when I get this person that was in the Navy, your cousin, and his father died mm-hmm. of a heart attack, we're talking about medical problems. So now I'm mm-hmm. coming back to you in terms of the medical field, and I'm sensing that you're going to be getting a job probably, hopefully, within 2 weeks.
Okay. Great, then, because I am at this one place that's just temporary work until something else come in. So, because I like to stay in the flow of abundance since I love working and I want the universe to know that.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I don't want, because I know it's been almost a 2-year hiatus for me, and then when I got the job, I knew it was going to be temporary. But, you know, you have some little hope thinking that they will keep you, but they didn't. So so that's why I'm back into doing the grinding again. I would love to not focus on working. I would love that so I can focus on something else.
So you want to have a job that you don't have to worry about, like getting, you know, a temp job every 3 months
exactly,
or whatever it is.
Exactly.
You want something permanent.
For a good while, yes.
A permanent position. And it's hard because a lot of those temp jobs, you know, they say possible temp to permanent, but then they don't pan out in that regard. So are you going on interviews for jobs that are permanent in that medical records field?
I'm not going in a medical records field, but I'm willing to go like in different fields. I have reached out to headhunters.
That's what I was just going
to say. And also on my own as well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, one last thing. I don't know how this applies, but who was the person with the gold tooth? Did you ever know anyone who had one of those gold-plated teeth?
Ooh, well, that could be anyone in my family.
really?
Yes.
There's a lot of people in your family with gold-plated tooth?
That was really the thing. I know my mom, she had one, but she gotten taken off years ago.
Okay. You know, it might be just our kind of way to connect to you. Let's put out a suggestion that within 2 weeks you're going to be getting a job with medical records.
Or any. She says any. She's open. So.
Well,
right. That's a good
deal. Yeah.
I think there's probably, in terms of administrative work, that might be a more specialized field where there's a higher
income.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for, just something more permanent and that,
right,
you know, more stable. And that's what I'm, you know, the filler's out for at least 2 weeks so I can get back to work.
Well,
I don't
wanna,
you know, stay in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, go ahead.
I just didn't want to, you know, let it be 2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks and nothing coming. So that can also make you be in a standstill. So
right.
I
and
definitely,
you know,
don't want that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what you should do? Definitely call back, call the show again and let us know, or, you know, because we'll be working on it for you. And, you know, if you get something, we want to know.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Regina. And Regina can also call 562-596-7818 for more conversation. You know, we're going to work on it for a bit.
Yeah.
She can call too. Okay, 954 is our last caller. I think they want to speak with us. They didn't press one, so.
Oh, yes. This is Valerie.
Oh, hey, Valerie.
How are you?
Sorry. I didn't recognize. I don't know why I don't ever remember your number, but anyway.
Oh, that's all right.
I don't call it often. All right. And you're July 20th.
Right, 64.
And you're 29/11 too. So your year would be 50, what is it, 50, 55?
64.
64, sorry. I made you older than your sister. Sorry. Don't want to do that. Okay, what's going on?
I'm always seems to be calling about dreams these days. I do guided meditations, and it's been mainly with this one person over the last year. And you're supposed to download these light codes, and it started with healing, and there's always healing involved and such.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells you to do them for so many days in a row. And recently, it's happened a couple of times that I'm not doing the guided meditation, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night, but I'll feel like I'm connected and I've got this energy coming through my hands and it's coming down, you know, through my crown. And I the last time I got a little nervous and I didn't know if it's okay. You know, it feels exciting and then I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'm connecting to something I shouldn't. So I don't know if guided meditations, you talk about astral travel. And can you astral travel with a guided meditation, or is that something I should be concerned of if I feel like I'm connecting when I'm not even in the guided meditation?
I think always it's best to exercise caution when you're downloading things from unknown sources. I mean, I don't know who this person is, Neil. I mean, you didn't mention the name, but
we don't need to know.
Yeah, we don't need to know the name, but
okay.
You know, that would be the first note of advice that I would give.
Here's what I think your problem is, Valerie. When most of us travel astrally during our sleep, it's when we do most of our avid astral traveling. However, when you formulate a guided meditation, you're almost waking up your astral body at the same time, and that astral body may say, it's time to leave, but yet you're awake. So what happens in your wakefulness is you almost wake somebody up, but the front door is locked, so they can't get out. So what's happening is that as your astral body is being awakened, because you are in a waking state, not a sleeping state, you're just a little bit too conscious of your environment, and you're prompting a block. So your astral body is kind of like freaking out. It's like trapping a fly in a house and it's hitting the window. And you're getting a feeling that something's wrong or ominous or difficult. And it's really the idea that you haven't come to a place where you can consciously astral project, because that can be a little scary, because you actually leave your body and you're fully awake. And it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary. So that's what you're experiencing. I don't think there's anything else that's really going on here. I mean, if the only thing that could happen is if your astral body is awakened in your waking hours and it's trying to get out, you may become more aware of the astral field around you. And the astral field around you has both good positive and negative energy fields in it. So as your astral body awakens, it also awakens you to more of the intense environment in your astral field, which would also contribute to you feeling a little bit uneasy.
Okay.
Would you recommend she continue these guided meditations?
Well, only with somebody who's very skillful at helping you make that transition. You might want to apply this more in your sleeping before you go to sleep, so that your body can be relaxed.
I generally try to, and then, but I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm connecting more than others, but this, I wasn't, you know, this was, in the middle of the night when I wasn't doing a guided meditation, but I felt this energy coming in that was incredible, and I was like, whoa, what? I'm not even in a meditation.
Did it feel positive or negative, the energy?
Oh, it was good. It's just a spinning, there was just these spinning vortexes in my palms, and it was coming in through my head, and then I was like, wow, it's kind of cool, but then I don't know why I got scared.
That can happen when you're opening up energy fields like that. I think the problem is, too, is that listening to a tape, you don't have someone that's actually guiding you in person. So something, I know you weren't doing it at the time, but triggering something happening, you know, the doing the meditation at times that you're not doing the meditation. The problem is not having a person that is well versed in this area to be personally holding your hand.
Now I get a clear picture too. I wouldn't be so afraid of the feeling in your hand. I mean, if you're going to put it that way, and a little bit, feeling a little bit nervous. Work through that. I'm getting a better picture of what you're going through. In that case, I wouldn't let that bother me. You're going to get tingling. You're going to get feelings. Your astral body's leaving your physical body.
Did you see something in your hand, Valerie?
No, but it was just so real. It was just very powerful. And then again, it was like some kind of energy coming down through my head, you know.
Head.
And,
in the middle of the night, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a chakra in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to imagine your third eye is also in the palm of your hand. It's why people sometimes depict the third eye in the palm of the hand, why we raise our hand when we're taking an oath. There's a chakra center there. We have about 22 minor chakras in our body, aside from the 7 immediate chakras. And they're always connected to the headquarters, your 6th chakra.
Always wanted to try. I've talked to you many times about like trying to open my third eye. And so maybe I do it in my sleep sometimes or something, or maybe that's what's happening I got scared. So I was like, oh no. And I kind of woke myself up and I'm like, oh shoot, what am I doing?
You don't need to be scared in that idea. You know, I mean, the idea, you're going to have some guides around you will kind of spot you and when you're astral projecting in most cases. So just call on those guides and keep experimenting a little bit.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, take care, Valerie.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. You know, we have this caller that called our home this morning who called late. Do you want to take one more call? Okay, Janelle. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
You're a little late. The show's like ending. I'm not sure what happened, but.
Yes, I just connected, got a call just not so long ago, and I greatly appreciate you all taking my phone call.
Is it, how do you spell your name?
Janelle, Janelle.
Okay. So I added an extra N and an extra E. So Janelle, hi, Janelle.
Hi. Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, I've been having some I've been having some negative issues dealing with my son.
Okay.
And I'm feeling a bit discouraged with getting help for him.
What is your birth date? What's your son's birth date?
His is 12/29/2005.
Okay.
And mine is 12/28/74.
1974.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
He's a 21/3.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 23. No, he's 9.
Did I do that wrong?
He's a 21/13.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
23. And she's a 34/7.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, this is going to be tough to solve in a short reading, but.
Well, the Your son has a lot of dark fire. I mean, your son is a fiery personality, and he's got a lot of, not dark, but aggressive energy. So it's going to be very hard for you to handle him because of that. And it might be that you might decide to apply discipline. You might decide to apply diplomacy, kindness. Nothing will stick. It might have a kind of quick effect, but you're going to find that 20 minutes later it's not working. So you have a kind of rambunctious energy there. Forgive me, but is the father not a present?
No, he's not.
Yeah. So the son is feeling the bottom issue is the son is feeling insecure. And the son needs a male bonding issue. And without that, the female bonding issue, the mother issue, is can only do so much.
Yeah.
You know, you're the salt and he wants salt and pepper. And he needs both issues. What's important here is that the son is going to act out worse as time goes on, if there isn't a male figure that he could bounce off of and learn to bond with at the same time. So he needs that energy. If you try to do it on your own, you're going to find yourself exhausted.
Yeah. My thing is he speaks negatively about his father.
Go ahead.
So I wonder if I should still just go ahead and try to get home to spend, even if it means having him spend time with his father, if I could just somehow get him transported to where his father lives.
Is his father interested in a relationship with him? I mean, why?
I haven't spoken to him in several years just because things were kind of negative interaction.
That could be... I mean, I don't know if that's a great idea either. It could be problematic because the father hasn't been involved and that could bring him more hostility. It sounds like he needs a male role model. That might be a healthier.
Well, you know, there's a lot of mystery here. There's got to be more of an open dialogue. Someone's got to talk to the father and see where he's standing right now in terms of placing himself in his son's life and how stable he is. But, you know, if the son has issues of anger with the father, we've already picked that up. That's already there. I don't know if leaving the father is the answer as much as trying to figure out what the father's involvement is what he's willing to do for his son. But on any account, this boy is going to need counseling, probably, and guidance. And I don't know, you know, if you can just drop him off at his father's house. You got to have... There's got to be more dialogue going on. There's too many shadows here.
So hopefully, Janelle, that provides a little bit of help with an issue like this. Obviously, it's pretty it's a pretty dense problem. So you know, you can always call back the show. You can call again. You know the number you called this morning and have further conversation. But hopefully that provides a little bit of insight for
you. Do you have a way to contact father?
No, I don't yet. I'll find someone.
Well, you gotta get that going and see. If you do contact him, are you on speaking terms with him?
No, I wasn't.
Then you gotta find out. You gotta get some kind of mediator. But you gotta issue there.
Is he a healthy individual, the father, or does he have any problems with drugs or alcohol?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He did. Yeah. So that's tough.
Yeah. This is you're going to have to get some wise counsel, professional counsel in terms of helping work out a system for your son. Does your son have any counseling right now?
No. We were in a program, but I felt as though it was moving too slow.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, you may not have, it sounds like you might not have the financial means to take advantage of better counseling.
But I mean, sometimes you can get great counselors that are, you know, not, there are people in public service sometimes that are talented, and you can pay a lot of money and they don't do anything. But it's,
yeah, Janelle, I mean, you got a problem.
You know, he's going to be 12 years old. It's interesting. It's the reverse energy of his master karmic number,
yeah.
12, and that's also his month. So, you know, it's a significant time for him, and it's a good time for things to get solved.
Well, it's crucial because he's going to be, you know, he's mm-hmm. going into manhood, you know,
absolutely.
12, 13.
Yeah.
He's going into a young manhood, boyhood manhood, and he's going to be acting out more and more. I'm concerned about his aggressive attitude of acting out, getting into gangs, formulating
a
gang mentality where the father would be replaced. Does he show any violent tendencies?
Verbally sometimes.
Verbally, but not physically.
Yeah.
Well, is he a protected boy? Do you keep him pretty much under your straps?
Oh, sometimes I try to.
Uh-huh. Well, he's going to need some counseling. You might want to talk to the school about your problem and let them try to figure out something within the school system, at least, that might address a group discussion or some individual counselor at the school you might be able to take advantage of without having to put out more money.
What are his extracurricular activities? Does he do anything outside of school?
Yes, he goes to a children's club afterwards, after school program.
Okay, and that's
and
not
that's
really doing
it.
Enough for him, obviously.
Well, it's doing something. You should have dialogue with them and figure out what his actions are there. You need to do some work, Janelle.
Research.
You should say, what is my son like here? What's his behavior like? And then you need to go over to the school. Take advantage of whatever you can that offers services without a lot of, you know, money requirement. And maybe you might be able to get by these crucial years with your son and get a program going. You need a constructive program with him, and you also need to understand how to communicate with him at home and maybe set up a system to where he will be involved in communicating with you. He'll like it. There'll be a reward system. Sometimes reward systems work really well with between parent and child when the incentive is to behave. The incentive is to behave and to behave in a creative way and get rewarded for it. It sounds like he doesn't really have a crucial structure at home to where there's a reward system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Janelle. Mom? Well, hopefully that helps.
Oh, yes, it helped quite a bit. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.